last time on Paint It Black.
Okay.
I'm planning on getting 20s drunk today.
Bathtub liquor drunk?
Like Gatsby drunk.
Roaring 20s drunk.
Oh, I'm getting fucking rip-roaring tonight, dude. I got Gatsby when I get fucking rip-roaring.
You're going to see him doing the slowest Charleston.
There's a whole bunch of, like, throwing up in between his knees and his legs. Like,
lazy. Now, I also consider myself a dick expert because I have one.
And he loves him.
Oh, yeah. I come in contact with a dick multiple times a day, actually. No, that's nature's lubricant.
No way, man. Okay, that's like if you stick a dick in a girl's butt and a shit geyser comes out, is that nature's lubricant too? No,
yeah, you go.
Actually, it is. It doesn't shoot out, it slides out.
Slides? Ew, that's even worse. At least if it's like a shit like Old Faithful. I'd be cool with that more than like a...
Would you?
Like, right. No, she's saying like it's a
like
fun...
a quado drip out like
like a lava
like
flow.
A slug.
Yeah, it's very rare that I say this kind of stuff, but fuck the police.
I hate cops. I say it every
except
week.
The good ones. Except for the good ones.
Which good ones?
There's a few. They're the ones that die. God bless you. That's
so what you're
theory.
Saying
the
is
cops
the
die.
Only good cop is a dead cop?
That sounds like a punk rock. You just wrote a punk rock song, Joe.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
First, let it be noted, I did not miss that Lou put a little extra bass in the voice during the previous song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, last time.
Last time.
Oh, Paint It Black.
Very sensual.
I didn't realize you had the same beliefs about the cops as Ice-T did, Jillian. Like,
that's
cop,
not,
killer.
Cop killer.
That's not what I meant.
That's exactly what the only good cop is a dead cop. It's not even like you could mistake that for anything. Right?
It's always fun listening back to like last week's episode and be like, oh shit.
You know the good cops. The dead ones.
We're terrible people. Like,
this is the kind of shit like that could definitely be used against us in the court of law.
Yes.
Yeah. This is why
that's not what I meant.
I recently started a new job, and that's why nobody there knows I do this.
That's why
I got into enough shit at the last place.
Pete, that's why I'm looking for a new job.
Yeah. Put this shit out on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Really? I think everyone thinks we're hilarious.
That's not what they're looking for in my occupation.
Anyway, this is Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
We got Lou.
Zip, zap, zoop, da, bop.
That is a precursor to the later Cosby segments.
That's right.
And you heard it before. We got Jillian.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. How's everyone doing?
Oh, man, we just drinking all, like, literally probably since, what, like 4 or 5?
It's 10 p.m. now. I got here at about 4.
Start drinking at 2.
It's a long day of drinking.
Yeah, we played a bunch of Halo. A
little bit of Halo action going on.
Master Chief Collection. Good shit.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Good shit. Me and Pete talked about art while I drank a bottle of champagne.
I watched this woman get drunk. You ever watch somebody get drunk while you're on one glass or something?
I felt you were judging a little bit.
No, not at all. It's not a bit lush.
I was doing at least one beer per game of Halo. It was getting pretty
good.
They're
5-minute rounds, and everyone, you were like, beer, beer,
and what about beer? Yeah. Beer? We're actually running out of Halloween beers now. It's kind of
thank
sad.
God.
It's a little bit sad.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, because we're going to have Christmas liquor soon, so.
Christmas liquor is probably the best statement ever.
everyone brings him a bottle of liquor, and everyone brings me a bottle of wine, which is funny because last Christmas I was trying to be on the wagon. I just said, after the fifth bottle of red wine was brought to me, I said, fuck it, I'm off.
I got to step up my gift-giving game this year, because last year Brian gave me the best gift I've ever gotten.
See, I told you, you're giving people an obligation.
That I still use every single day.
What is it?
My lighter.
Oh, the fuck communism.
Fuck communism. Preacher.
Oh, yeah.
That actually was just like from Things Remembered. And it was just like,
dude,
shit in the wall.
You have no idea how long I wanted one of those.
A Things Remembered lighter?
No, a fuck communism lighter.
I feel Preacher missed a lot of like merchandise because I actually looked online on Amazon for the fuck communism Zippo. And
wait,
like,
you
nope.
Went on Amazon?
Yeah.
You?
That's all he shops from now.
I was going to say, do you have any other website you go to other than Amazon?
Like what?
Amazon, hi. Brian Katz only buys things from you.
Yeah, man. I just ordered a space heater outside so we can smoke stogies outside.
They should sponsor us at this point.
Yeah, right?
We should have the code, like, Paint Black, and we get, like, the
10% code. Off.
No, we should get that.
No, I'll work on that.
Can you?
Yeah, I can.
No, can the listeners work on that? Because it's your job to listen.
I'll tell you what.
And that's how we get sponsorships, guys.
I'll tell you what. True. If there are listeners right now, and you contact Amazon. In fact, just email us, paintblackcomics@gmail.com. Tell us you're going to do something nice for us. We'll send you every comic we've ever drawn.
It's like, there you go.
We are,
dude. Autographed.
And by the way, having an abortion doesn't count as doing something nice for us.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, it depends on which chick.
Give me your resume.
That's one less baby on board sticker I need to see.
Yeah.
I got a weird text from my ex this week. I was like, oh, please don't be that one. Like, don't be that text.
Why, that she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Why, who cares?
Right.
I would.
Why?
Because I would have to raise it.
Oh, you think it's yours?
Please, what would be your assumption?
Please, no drips here, bitch. You gotta talk that baby shit to some other motherfucker.
Right. Like, are you sure it doesn't have SIDS?
That
was dark.
You talk that good talk to the guy you fucked after me, right? Because it's not mine.
You need to put that shit out like a cigarette butt. Like,
when you haven't talked to a girl in a few months and then you get that text, it's going to be one of two things. It's either it's yours or I just got tested.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't want either of those?
Yeah. I've done that on purpose to scare the shit out of guys.
There's an asshole dog outside. Anyway,
continue. I've done the call and text to scare guys.
You're an evil bitch.
And I've also had guys contact me. And I'm like, why are you calling me? We're cool. And been scared on my pants about that whole Tessa thing. So worse, both ways. Not recently,
She just wanted to congratulate me on my niece was born. That's all it was.
Yes. Yay. We're not going to say
what that call was a checkup. She was like, what are you up to, guy? Like,
are you interested in getting back together? And you're like, no. I'm good.
That's pretty much what I said. I said, thank you for the kind words. And then,
fuck off.
Yeah, man, she couldn't laugh at a riff track thing, man. Fuck that bitch.
Yes, that's the key thing.
Yeah, you guys.
She didn't laugh once.
You guys were all privy to.
She was just like arms crossed, like.
Listen,
hence her nickname, Cunty McBitch.
You should have slapped her like Ike Turner, man. Just like pow.
Wanted to a lot, and then I just broke up with her instead, and everything was better.
Which brings up like a story with me with, I used to hook up with this chick, and then.
You married her?
No.
The progression was very, very.
It was like one of our first like get-togethers, and she was baffled by the plot of Seven.
Seven?
What?
Pretty standard plot.
Yeah.
Bad guy kills people.
Yes.
What?
To be fair, in the movie, John Doe says that people will study and
Marvel
and Marvel over like the things he's done.
Oh, she didn't.
Did
Marvel.
She not get what was in the box?
No,
what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What was she baffled by?
Everything, just everything, everything about it. She didn't
Blue,
understand
was
the
she
movie.
Super hot?
No.
No, no.
Which was like, that was the deal breaker. I'm like, you're not super hot.
And you're dumb.
And you don't like Seven or understand it. Gone.
And she gave head like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
How does a wood chipper?
Well, Lou didn't stop. He worked too hard.
Right.
So he went Fargo over her misunderstanding of Seven.
Lou took his nicked up dick and his pride and walked out the next day.
Right. She was terrible.
Terrible.
You know what's a little messed up, though? Like, if you could kind of fake an orgasm as a guy, but, like, not if the chick's blowing you.
No. I've had...
You can't spit on her back. I'm like, oh, it was great.
Well, maybe you could be like...
You could spit on her or something.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, I've admittedly done that.
When she was blowing
was
you?
She
like,
drunk?
Was she an idiot?
No. During sex.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about blowjobs.
Blowjob, no.
I explain this to a lot of my younger friends that a blowjob is way more intimate than sex. So stop giving out like Tic Tacs.
Well, I mean, for the girl.
No, don't put that message out there.
Right. I'm putting it out there.
Listen. Desperately want a blowjob. Right. Don't put that out there.
Let me tell you something. I love Tic Tacs. Especially those orange ones. Those are the best.
Yeah, whatever, Juno.
I like wintergreen.
Wait.
Who does it love?
Oh, the white ones. I really like the white ones.
That's what I was getting at.
I prefer the white ones, but if I have to, I'll take a green one.
Okay.
I like the yellow ones. Right. You know, they're pretty good.
Let's get this started, right?
You want to do some news?
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Love that. Love going back in time like that.
I don't. You lose black points for that one. I do not like going back in time like that.
Shut up and call us Massa.
Right.
I don't think Brian liked that.
Oh, it's all given Pete, does it?
I've turned a corner. Nobody I care about who could fire me listens to this now.
Right.
You're going to talk about your old boss, man? That guy, what was he going to do? Ride a carpet? Like, come on, like.
Right.
First off, wrong nationality.
What's the difference? He does that all the time.
You're talking Arabian.
Exactly.
What are you talking?
Indian.
How many consonants does it make to who gives a shit?
Right. He was riding an elephant. Not a carpet.
Exactly. Oh, glory is the Krikali Alibaba.
Again, that's Agrabah.
Yeah, Pete, you are splitting hairs.
I've tried to explain to him a billion times.
I know. He just sees, like, mocha skin.
And that's
I'm sorry, guys. There's a gigantic difference.
He's like, Lou, you fucking A-Rab.
Seriously, when he and I have a child and it comes out mocha skin, he's just going to assume it's Arabian and Indian.
Did it fly a carpet out of your twat? Oh!
I'm like, honey, it's yours.
Just for the record, Dice is pro. He's that guy has a proven method.
Oh, yeah.
It's lasted for like 30 years.
It's like, look at these Asians. You could blot it with dental floss. Ow! Like, if you weren't laughing before the O, then, then after that, you're laughing.
That's the punchline? Oh!
That's actually the punchline. Anyway, do some news, man.
All right. What do you got? So, we're going down to Brazil.
Brazil.
Who likes Brazil here? Anybody?
Carnaval, baby.
With aforementioned ex-girlfriend, I was in a huge fight over saying Brazilians are sexy people.
Oh, you like Nazis? What was her bullshit with that?
We were watching the World Cup at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, well, she mentioned that, like, her friend was Brazilian and very attractive, and I said, Brazilians have a stereotype of being attractive people. And then we were driving home in separate cars because we had met there, and she texted me, you said Brazilians were sexy. Fail!
What?
And then I wanted to hit her. I didn't hit her.
But you wanted to.
But whenever you get a text, it just says, fail.
You should have been like, cunt. You should have been like, well, can I get her number? What's the deal? Like,
she was really hot. She was hotter than I was expecting. Can I get her number?
Right. She's like, is she as hot as you are a bitch? Because sounds like she's right up my alley.
Yeah. Fail.
All right, so what's the story?
So we have this love triangle, I guess you could say. It was a man, his wife, and his mistress who were hiring, they were luring people in by saying they had a nanny job. Instead of hiring them to be a nanny, they were killing them.
Oh.
And then baking them into pies.
Welcome to the next Discovery ID program.
Pies and empanadas.
This is a very sexy Sweeney Todd.
Well, wait. Right. What flavor was the pie?
Human.
I guess.
What else would it be?
Yeah.
Meat pie?
Well, humans taste like
empanadas,
chicken.
Empanadas,
sir. Wait. Humans empanadas. Taste like chicken, so technically.
Do they?
Chicken, they do.
How do you know that?
It's been documented.
I always heard pork.
By cannibals and missionaries.
Right.
No.
Pork, because they're called long pig.
No, they're called long pig. They're called long pig because our organs and everything resemble that of a pig, but we actually
who's
taste
called
like
long
chicken.
Pig here? Us?
Humans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Humans.
Cannibals, human meat.
Human. Okay. It's been documented for many,
the
many
other
years.
White meat.
The other way.
It's been documented for many, many years that humans taste like chicken, but missionaries went down to tribes who ate humans, and they actually ate a bit of what they were cooking, and they said it tastes like chicken.
That's pig. Unfortunate, because I think beef is a superior meat.
Beef is
well,
the best.
We taste like chicken.
Or pork. Even pork is superior.
I like pork better than chicken.
You would have thought we taste like pork because we do biologically resemble pigs, but we taste like chicken.
So, apparently they were...
I don't know if that's the truth.
It's been documented multiple times.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I'm
hung up on long pig.
I know a couple of sows in my day, but I mean, I don't think we look like pigs. Come on.
No, but apparently they were feeding into their neighbors, which included
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah,
5-year-old.
Did they have an elaborate barber chair that dropped them into a meat grinder?
No, I don't think so.
I would be shockingly all right with this.
This is the tale of Brazilian Todd.
You know what? Is it weird that I'm curious what human flesh tastes like?
Yes.
Is that weird?
Yes. No, but here's the weird thing.
Brown or white?
You psycho.
Here's my...
Obviously, the white meat.
Brown or white?
Nobody likes dark meat.
I love dark meat.
No, you don't.
We only like...
With
dark,
chicken?
Liar.
Do you like the white turkey meat? You weirdo, sicko freak. Everyone likes it's the so dark meat. It's
so dry. No one likes dark meat.
Everyone likes dark meat.
Dark meat's better.
Dark meat is like... If you don't have enough money for the white meat.
Really?
You're a fool. You take you're a chicken so breast over a drumstick?
Yeah.
You're
yes.
You're wrong.
Lou, you don't like Lou, titties I'm, over fucking Lou, thighs? Come on.
Lou, I'm not you're trying to be mean here. And you too, sweetheart. I'm not trying to be mean, but seriously, are you guys watching your weight or something? That's what you're saying? You like the white meat?
No, it's just better.
It's the dark meat.
I like the white meat better.
Yeah.
You guys are wrong.
Wrong.
No. First wrong. Of all, one, it's an opinion. Yeah. Two. You're wrong.
You that. Like dry white meat. Do you also like PBS specials?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, what is that?
A PBS special?
Yeah, you
something
lost me
educational.
Too.
And oh, you're dry talking about
the
fucking,
English. The TV station.
Yeah. Yes. All right, you go to a KFC, and you get out of the light or the dark. You order the white.
Why is it? Oh, yes. I wear a bucket for him. I was like, KFC's a bucket of that shit.
Well, you do, but like,
I don't. I actually don't.
What do you there. Eat? You eat the breast and the.
I go for the breast first. Yeah.
Wow.
See, I don't go that way. Dark meat's way more flavorful.
Yes.
It's it like is. Stringy and there.
Stringy?
No, it's all right, that's so, all the fat is, you dumbass.
What we learned from this story is Pete's got the jungle fever.
We learned that Brian,
jungle when it comes to chicken,
we learned that
yes.
Brian doesn't know the anatomy of a chicken because that's where all the fat is in the dark meat, so it's not stringy. It's
bum, 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 bum.
All right, let's move
whatever,
on.
Whatever, you.
Obviously, these people are baking them into pies. They got caught.
That's Sweeney neat. Todd is Brazilian and sexy.
Brazilian Sweeney Todd. Sing Sweeney Todd with a Brazilian accent.
You know what? I don't know why he kept the
I don't know if I can do Brazilian.
I don't know why we'll he kept the wife around.
She this is the tale of Sweeney Todd.
She is like 30 years older than the mistress.
30 years?
She's got like, yeah.
Social right? Security checks. So
mistress ain't
security?
Bad looking.
And then the old lady. Looks the ladies. Like a, she looks like an old fucking lady.
I'm curious how this trio got together to be like, let's make human empanada.
True enough, because the dude is not handsome.
Maybe he's got a big dick.
He's got fantastic pecs.
He and a big is, dick. Yeah, okay. Alright, so we solved the mystery. Let's move on.
He's got a huge dick.
The mystery. How this ugly guy got these two ladies. He's got a big like, dick.
They went dick crazy and killed everybody.
We were looking for the link between human empanadas and threesome.
It's a big dick.
I had empanadas the other day. Now
the link.
It's
just a big dick.
I'm a fucking criminal detective mastermind. Big
zip,
dick.
Zip flop.
Right. All right. So, do you guys watch the like viral videos that are going around?
Oh, yeah. We love the Vine.
You sound so
the viral video?
You like the Vine?
You guys know about the internet?
Like, you know, yeah. You catch them on the YouTubes.
You guys see STD videos? What, Grandpa? What the fuck are you talking about? You know, the viral disease.
The videos. STD videos?
Ever since the talkies, they've made viral videos.
You really are old-timey Lou.
You know what the thing is? Like, I try not to learn anything.
You do a good job.
Yeah.
I respect that.
And so,
and you're like, succeeding.
I look at like Reddit, and I'm just so confused.
They do say ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. I'm pretty happy.
Smart people got all types of problems, like global warming. Like, who gives
right.
a shit about that?
I'll be long dead before that's an issue.
Like my children's children's children.
Fuck
those motherfuckers.
Fuck them. I don't like
We're
them.
Dealing
anyway.
With it
like,
now, man.
Let those fuckers colonize the moon.
I barely liked my children, for God's sake.
We got another polar vortex and shit coming.
What?
On the
way?
It's cold in November, shocker. Like right. whatever.
Oh, it's
like,
gonna get bad.
No, it's okay. Fine. It's never been cold in November before. Oh my god! Like,
go on, go on, Lou. What's the story? What's the story? What's the news? What's the news?
Have you guys seen the video of this dude just slapping a bitch on the ass?
Yes,
I have not.
Yes,
slap Anna, slap right. Anna, slap, slap,
exactly.
slap Anna.
So this video is a young woman of color.
Oh yeah,
and
on the train,
and her entourage,
and her entourage. She got a bunch of bitchy friends,
and
screaming and insulting a poor man in an 8-ball jacket.
Yeah.
Like Putty from Seinfeld, calling him poor and broke and being just shitty to this guy who did nothing to them. And then she goes up and smacks him on the back of the head, and he beats the ever-loving shit out of her.
Well, you know, it's he delivers a slap that's like fucking Zeus's lightning
bolt. Oh, yeah. He gets like a rock slap. He spits in his head. He's like, wah, Whack!
Then a flash comes from her cheek.
Then some dude tries to be a hero, and he gets rocked.
You can hit those bitches. Wait, oh, I'm sorry.
Brian, no, wait, Brian. Oh, you want some of this, too? And I slap and I slap and you slap and you too for disrespecting me.
That
you
know, guy thought he was going to get some pussy by defending that bitch. He's got fucked up.
Well, she's a nightmare beast. Like,
yeah, I don't think he was interested in that.
Some dude is, like, she's talking shit for, like, a minute. And during that minute, like, her and her friends see that some dude's filming it, and they keep slapping him. And the funniest thing I saw was, like, some dude comments on it, and it's like, before you see the slap, you would think that the video is called, "What Does It Take for a Bitch to Get Slapped?"
Do you have any of the video?
Yeah. Do you guys want
to... Can you hear it? Will the audio
pick Can you up? Hear, like, up to the slap? Like,
yeah, let me try and fast forward to the slap.
Yeah, get to a few seconds before
it
that.
It is epic.
Because this woman is a cunt.
Yeah. This is... All right, 18 seconds. Let me try and... fast forward a little bit. Get your money up.
All right? This is just this lady harassing this dude. All
right, this is
for no reason.
40 seconds into it, and you can still hear these bitches, like, talking major shit. And eventually, she attacks him with her purse and apparently a stiletto heel.
Oh, damn.
Alright, so it hasn't happened yet. She's still talking shit. He hits him. Here it comes.
Oh! That's the sound of horror.
That was the slap heard around the world, and then some dude tries to be a hero.
This shit's been all over the internet, and I'm so happy she got hit.
So the news is like that all charges are dropped.
Yeah.
Because he got hit.
That's what I heard.
He got hit first.
The picture I saw online was him holding up his jacket like a trophy, like, yeah. I won!
Here's the thing about it, like, he just bought it, he was psyched about wearing it, and apparently, because the video has caught on like fire, like hot fire.
He spits fire.
Yes. Anyone who sees him with the jacket on immediately is like, "You're the dude who slapped a bitch."
Oh.
And like he's like, "I can't even wear it anymore. It's done."
I wear that shit every day. Like, you slapped that bitch?
Yeah, I slapped that bitch.
I slapped the taste out of that bitch's mouth.
And like, oh, let me buy you coffee and donut. Good for you.
The first headline I read of that was, like, kind of racist. It was like, man slaps the soul out of a sister.
Oh! That is a bit racist.
Very racist. But it made me watch the video.
Which, maybe we should bring up.
Oh, he slapped the soul out of me!
Like, sometimes we kind of forget to bring up the whole comic aspect of this thing.
That we do comedy.
Wait. It's a soul slap.
We...
Kamehameha!
Yeah. We are working on a ethnic comic book.
Very ethnic.
It's quasi like blaxploitation.
Quasi slash straight up.
Yeah.
We should mention when we say that only two people in this room are white.
Then that means the only other two people are black, so we're happy.
Yes.
Wait. I thought you did the voodoo one already.
No.
That's
kind of, no, it's not voodoo.
That's
coming. It's kung fu.
All right, so
it's a kung fu. Oh. Well, let's just deliver the whole plot where it's basically this dude is fighting vampires with sunlight karate chops.
I love it. So
get
much.
Ready for that.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah.
Quah! Quah! Quah!
What's his name?
Soul Brother.
How is soul spelled?
S-O-L.
Nice. Very good, guys. I'm very good. That works.
Very clever.
That works in French and in Spanish.
That makes me so happy.
I'm so glad about that because they love comics.
Who?
The French.
It's actually it's
Black Rock.
It's I think it's S-O-L-I-E-L, Soleil.
Well,
Soleil.
But they know S-O-L.
We went to
whatever
to French Walmart on our visit.
You went all the way to France to go to a Walmart. You were hick.
No, well, we needed some food for the night.
It wasn't Walmart. It was Le Walmart.
What's French Walmart called?
La Royale with Walmart.
The Walmart.
The Royale.
I don't know what
the Mart.
I forget what it's called.
Le Mart de Wall.
The point is, they had two aisles of graphic novels.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We should be pandering more to the French. Those cheese-eating surrender
monkeys. Hey. Just pander more to the French.
Like, they love
I heard what you guys said two podcasts ago about the French.
What I believe saying? I said the same quote, cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Someone called them an asshole before. I was like, a nation of assholes.
You're an asshole, French.
Ken called them a nation of assholes, I believe.
They are pretty up.
Not inaccurate. Anyway, what happened? What was there anything beyond the woman getting slapped that's the story, or was that
no, it was motherfucking face like, off? Initially, the story was just that she got slapped, and there was the video.
And it was great.
And now it's that the dude who was attacked is not... He's not facing any jail time or anything because he was attacked. It's a self-defense.
He got hit first. Yeah. He responded.
Exactly.
You know who I saw this from? The show's very own Danielle put that on Facebook and I saw it.
Did you when he slapped her, did her like weave fall out?
No, it
wasn't that dramatic.
This bitch can't afford a weave. I heard her. She cannot afford a good weave.
When you slap a black woman, it's kind of like almost hitting Sonic because like accoutrements are falling.
Bunch of rings.
Like you have the hair, the nails, everything's like ding.
If she was expecting in a fight, she's like, hold my weave, hold my gold.
Or even like another video game reference, like Ghouls and Goblins, where he gets hit and he falls out of the armor. It's kind of like that. Like a bit, you hit a black bitch and just like. Everything of that she was wearing, like not dress wise,
it
must have fallen off.
It must have because she didn't pursue the attack after that. It was some bystander that tried to be a hero for the wrong reasons. I want to say
that dude won though.
Oh yeah, because he was slamming this dude against the side of the car, like stop trying to be a hero.
That dude was.
This is the wrong cause.
That dude was a badass.
Wait, yeah, and plus. The dude is clearly the tallest, biggest dude in the car.
Because you're watching it. You're watching and you're going, this guy should take the high road and not do anything. And he doesn't.
Did anyone of her...
He endures 5 minutes of torture from this cunt screaming at him.
Did any one of the other black people that were with her be like, world star?
No.
World star?
No.
World star hip-hop.
Nothing like that. But let's move on to another video.
Do another one.
This kid... I don't know what kind of idea he had in his head. His dad told him, don't microwave a glow stick.
So he microwaved a glow stick.
Guess what he does? Exactly.
What happens when you microwave a glow stick, Lou?
It probably blows up with piping hot neon liquid.
Well, here's the thing. It actually glows much brighter.
For a second or two? And then...
A second.
Do you have a video?
Let me fast forward through the video. Because this kid microwaves it. And the second that
he
gets his hands on it, and all right, hang on, I went too fast.
Is he retarded?
He just grabbed it out of the microwave. He's shaking it. It explodes. This thing explodes in his face.
Does whoever's filming the video turn off the lights?
All right, let's paint the scene. Go back a second.
So the dude microwaves it because
he wants takes to get it. The glow stick out of the microwave and it's glowing like
Simpsons like hot.
Like Simpsons a carbon intro. Rod from The Simpsons.
Exactly.
An inanimate carbon rod.
Exactly. He's not holding it with like iron metal. He's doing it with his hands.
And he's looking at it like, ooh, this is cool. And then he gives it a quick shake and it explodes.
In his eyes and mouth.
In his face.
Did someone turn the lights off at that moment and see him glow?
The lights were off.
The thing is, I think he had set his phone down to video the area. Mm-hmm. And he's looking at it, and let's just play.
Okay, so...
He closes it.
Here he goes.
He sets his phone down. He takes it out.
Shakes it. Boom!
Just went.
It's hot and toxic.
Damn it, Jack.
Listen to the day.
No clue what to do with this. Then it hold me to my eyes. I gotta see what to do, ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling.
God, I told you not to mess with a choking hazard. I don't know what to do.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Oh.
Don't rumble.
Hang on.
Where's the stuff on this, Jack? God, don't microwave it, Jack. Do you have another one of these tubes?
No.
Not to mention, it's all over your awesome shirt.
I don't
know. Your awesome shirt.
He's giving him shit for, like, getting
don't rub your
fucking,
eyes.
You know, glow stick
spray
material.
Spray his eyes with water.
Like, on his
I
Sunday
said,
best.
Don't screw around. Once you do, with a beautiful shirt on, and get it in your eyes.
This
am I ever right
blind
about
forever.
Anything, Jack? Am I... ever write? Can you ever listen? Get this off.
Taking off is nice.
Never mind your optical nerve endings.
Well, here's the thing. Like, prior to it exploding, he's like, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. He does it. Here's this kid with his shirt off. It's in his eyes.
Dad!
Dad!
I don't know what to do.
Just spray it out of his eyes. Any chemistry class will teach us.
That's
spray
essentially,
it out of his eyes.
That's essentially what happens.
You should have done that
at the end of the video, he does shoot the kid.
Oh, take off the shirt first. We got from Walmart, full price.
We don't want to get blood on it, Jack.
Did you hear that? He's like, "Ah, oh, the pain!" Like that's
well,
essentially
that's the thing
the video.
With I'm gonna sound like Grandpa here, but young kids just want something to put on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's pretty much the only reason you do stupid shit is to put it on YouTube to get hits, right?
Some people do really dumb things. Yeah. I've seen a person on YouTube put a toothpick underneath his toenail and kick a wall.
Ah!
For YouTube. That would not exist for any other reason, right?
Let me tell you something.
It's an
like,
idiot.
When I look at horror films, like, there's sort of a disconnect because you don't really know what certain things feel like. I think everyone's felt something go under their fingernail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so when
splinters.
I see fingernail torture,
that's a thing I can't do. That's my one thing. I love horror movies.
There's one movie in particular.
Don't want to hear it.
It's a Master of Horrors movie. If you ever see it,
what's it called? So I know not to watch it.
I don't know, but it's on Hulu. I think they have all their Masters of Horrors.
I remember watching like Stir of Echoes, the Kevin Bacon movie.
Yeah.
In the rape room,
when
she's clawing across the floor and her fingernail snaps off, and that's the one scene that ever in a movie. I watch people get killed in movies all the time. I watch the hostile
but
movies
you
and
don't
blink.
Know. Exactly.
But that one thing, that snap, just that gets me.
That thing that you know what it feels like. It's like holy shit. Mm-hmm. And there's one particular scene where this whore gets strung up, and like a pinata, and every last fingernail.
Stop.
I'll leave it at that, but it is fucked.
Stop. When I was a kid, I had an ingrown toenail, and I had to cut the toenail out ever since then.
Gymnastics incident.
Couldn't do it. Can't do it.
I hit it the wrong way. It came up. We had to pull it
out.
Yeah.
The worst pain I've ever experienced in my life.
But on top of this kid.
So Jack's a moron.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Is he blind now?
No, because he flushed it for 15 minutes. Got it out. But on top of that, it looks like his dad works at CVS.
Well, he should know.
Is he wearing the CVS?
He's wearing like a blue shirt. You can't quite make out the logo, but it's the CVS colors.
He might. Like, who cares?
Could be Walgreens.
Who cares how his dad makes a living?
It's not that. It's just like if you're fucked up, your dad is not going to be able to afford like you getting fixed.
Not true. We have an entire aisle filled with eyewash, Jack.
Okay.
At CVS, he has an employee.
I'm going to go down to the office, and I'm going to get you 9 kinds of eyewash.
I'm not saying, like,
you dumbass.
If you work at CVS, you're a piece of shit, because I worked at CVS for a long time.
You did.
But I'm just saying, they don't
How long did you work at CVS?
Oh, God. Like, all, on and off, like, 8 years or so.
I was going to say, close to a decade.
Yeah. And they don't pay you well. And they expect you to do the job with 3 people.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give you benefits. So this kind of thing would be, like, tough to get covered. It's a good thing, like, they solved it with water, is what I'm saying.
All right. Let's do the
next story.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to save this other one for later. Let's go with missing child found at an IKEA after 6 days.
I mean, that's sort of
amazing. In an IKEA? Was he hiding in a playhouse?
He had been surviving off of Swedish
meatballs and noodles.
I was gonna say, like,
and ice cream.
Don't they give you like free samples at the end of IKEA?
You have to buy it. It's not free.
I like how you say the end of IKEA. Like IKEA is in fact a carnival ride.
It's a gauntlet.
It's like an indoor corn maze.
If you you find something, do you want to buy it at the beginning of IKEA? Well, you better hold on to it for a minute because you have to fucking walk through the entire store to buy it.
I fucking hate IKEA.
I love IKEA. This is where that lamp, this lovely lamp, came from IKEA. We had to go. We couldn't order off the internet. We had to go to an IKEA
and
to buy it.
It takes you 45 minutes to actually purchase anything.
So here's
once you get through the maze,
obviously,
answer the Minotaur's riddle.
And I had to assemble it, too.
So IKEA stuff is nice. It's great.
Is it?
But you really have to go through this ordeal to get it.
Yeah.
You really do. And so this boy is from Shanghai.
Is this in China?
Did he make it?
I don't really know.
Probably made it.
Here's the thing. Like, he had an argument with his mother about bad grades. And that was the last straw for, let's just call him Ping Pao.
Ping Pao?
It's a young Ping Pao.
So Ping Pao had enough.
Some young guy.
All right. He left home with nothing
Ping Pao, like, some young guy.
But like a quarter in his pocket and a...
And a wish in his heart.
Bindle on a stick. And
he's going to buy a dresser with a song and a
little
smile.
Book that taught him the art of karate.
Yeah. So he
like
he
the was, Ninja Turtles.
He was basically living off of like free samples in the restaurants, or not restaurants, but you know, the mall. And eventually he ended up at an IKEA, I guess, because like the place is a maze.
It's and a home.
And you know,
make a life there.
You could probably sneak in at night and just crawl into a bed.
There's a dozen, like a thousand beds. In
yeah, that, I mean, that's pretty smart.
Fuck IKEA, man.
I think it's pretty smart. Obviously, fuck IKEA, but
you know that scene in 500 Days of Summer where they're pretending to be married at the IKEA.
Never saw
it. No, I never saw it.
You never saw that movie?
No.
You
know,
what I did see is
I've done that with four girlfriends.
You ever see that? I forget what it's called. The Joker's show on True TV.
Impractical Jokers?
Where they're at IKEA.
I love that show.
And the whole thing is like they got to convince a random person to join them in the IKEA bed.
In the bed.
And yeah. Like read them a bedtime
and spoon
story.
Them. Yeah.
Yes. So that is brilliant.
No, that show's brilliant. Watch that show.
So eventually they find this kid through the video. And he's eventually taken to hospital for... you know, the symptoms of intense hunger and just, you know.
The meatballs didn't cover all the...
What about get like a Cinnabon?
They don't have Cinnabon at IKEA.
They have Cinnabon.
Well, that's at the end of the labyrinth. He hadn't yet defeated the Minotaur and answered the Sphinx Riddle.
Right. In Shanghai, though?
You had to go to the lampshade section and do that.
He hadn't crossed the marshes of the dead.
And then the towel section, you also have to answer three questions to prove that you're pure heart.
Yeah, he has to battle
the valley of the tacky, like, lamps.
Yeah. So, you know,
the demon of the bedroom.
I wasn't gonna cover this story, but I just want to mention this.
Answer my one
that,
riddle.
Apparently, with the advancement of technology, you know, Halloween brings on like the corn mazes and such.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we went through one. We were trapped in one, honey. You remember that?
So apparently,
with the Viet Cong,
there is a huge spike.
Asians ruined so
many. There's a huge spike in people getting lost. And then eventually just calling 911 to get out.
In IKEA?
Cheaters?
No, corn mazes.
In corn mazes.
Cheaters.
Walk through the corn, dumbasses.
Like, how do people not know that, like, you don't have to follow the path?
You just cut to the corn.
Just go to the direction that the road's
in. Yeah, you hear cars, walk towards it.
But we all have iPhones now, or a smartphone. It has a compass device on it.
Right,
they're just not exactly, go. They're not exactly brick walls. Just walk through the fucking
exactly.
Corn. We got lost in our corn maze because people had made their own path.
No. I never got lost.
No. We saw a path. Like, is that a path? Like, no, I think someone just did that. Yeah. That's not what they did on purpose.
But, like, apparently that's a huge thing now where people are calling.
People are pathetic and weak.
Help me, I'm lost.
It's a fucking corn maze, you children.
I'm lost in Charles' corn maze. Help me.
Not to mention, like... You have a smartphone.
Google Earth yourself.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Google Maps.
Like the Viet Cong that we were with, they're yelling at each other.
You
doing.
Can get a fucking satellite photo of the maze if you really wanted to.
Brian, imitate them for me. Let me have a flashback.
All right, when we were doing it, there was like a large group of Asian people, and they were like, and like
yelling at each other. And, but,
really?
No,
seriously, they were doing that.
I'm going to be so serious.
Lou, they were, would you?
Oh, we're in
the maze. We're all in the maze.
Right.
There was another group. There were a couple other Asian families there.
Yeah.
And they were like looking at us like, we're not with them. It was they one were... particular group of an Asian family that was so fucking horrific that every other Asian person there was like, we're not with them.
They were cracking fortune cookies to find a way.
Can I ask a favor of the listeners? If you are an Asian American listening to this, can you email me?
Yeah,
seriously. And tell me about an experience where you were embarrassed.
No, don't
by
even
your
tell
culture.
Me anything.
Just tell me, lighten up a little bit.
Like. At paintablackcomics@gmail.com, just write a little emailed and says, hey, I'm here. Like, anything.
Listen, okay, first of all.
I just want to know.
If you're Asian American.
Take 2 seconds of your day.
Me so sorry.
No.
It doesn't even have to be that.
No.
Because we talked a lot of shit in the past few weeks, and I just want to know if there's anybody listening. Chill out on this.
No. Because here's the thing.
No.
Be honest.
Is that an email?
My computer said no.
Be honest. I, as a black person, have encountered... Every time a black person watches the news and hears about someone being murdered, you're like, please don't be black. Please don't be black. Ah, son of a bitch, they're black. Murder black people are embarrassed by other black people all the time. I now have seen that Asians feel the same way. I want to hear your story about being Asian and being embarrassed by other Asians.
That's why I like being
black
white.
Black people will understand.
Well, let me tell you
something. Being white, we watch the news and we're just like, ah! Yeah.
I think we did it all, baby.
We did it better.
That's what you hear. Serial rapist murdering, killing, and eating people. White guy.
He's a Jew.
90%.
Like, we have enough denominations.
Yeah. Most of the Asian shame is probably like World War II, right?
It was Japanese shame.
Right. Charlie's in the tree.
They're my favorite of the Asian
Kong?
People.
That's Vietnam.
Because I love sushi.
Let me tell you,
Japanese women are beautiful.
Japanese,
and they make Godzilla movies.
Women are beautiful.
Oh well, he calls me out on me mixing up my stereotypes. I said, like, listen, I don't want you to say that shit when you go eat hibachi.
You don't have.
I don't want them.
He calls you on your stereotypes when he's like, hey, your Arab boss flew a magic. Your Indian boss flew a magic carpet around.
Yeah.
Well, he did, right? Like,
right.
No. Well, you're doing that with Asians, but you can't do that with Indians.
The thing is, when I said, like, don't talk that shit when we're eating hibachi, he's like, Jillian, you're so fucking racist. Those are the Chinese who pee in your Coke.
Well, you know what? Like, instead of a magic carpet, the Asians...
She got her racism wrong. Like,
the Asians, this is asshole talk.
The Asians use a nimbus, right?
A nimbus?
The cloud.
That's Goku.
The Asians, that's what they use.
That's Goku.
They wish upon a star or something, and then...
That's Five Oak.
Boom! That's Pinocchio.
Oh, it was Pinocchio.
That was Pinocchio's father, Geppetto, who wished upon a star.
The adversary. Fuck him.
Anyway. Tweet us or something.
What the fuck were we talking?
Follow us on Twitter.
No, but seriously. Like, send us a message. I want to know if there's Asian listeners who are... And how you feel about the way we talk about you.
Especially because I'm so raw and mean.
We've been especially hard on them lately.
We're hard on everybody. What are you talking about?
We're hard on everybody, but we've been super hard on
them. Let me tell you something. Like,
Lou has 9 different Asian sound effects.
They're funny.
Since Comic-Con.
Play one more Asian sound effect.
This is... If some crazy shit happens, like, oh shit, there's some Chinese shit going down. Whoa. There's like 2 ninjas facing off.
I feel like we have to fight now.
Ninjas, again, is Japanese. It's not Chinese.
No. Ninja,
oh, now you know the difference,
I think ninjas are Chinese. Samurai are Japanese.
I think the ninja and samurai are from the same culture.
I don't know.
Samurai were royal guards, and ninjas are considered to be like thieves.
All
like
I know is that
Japanese have ninja.
Yeah.
They have samurai.
Yes.
Chinese have kung fu.
All I know is
I don't know that much, but things he got wrong.
Hyundai, Honda, whatever, guys.
All I know is
Bruce Lee was Chinese.
Did you say that's Honda, what Hyundai, whatever?
Yeah, Honda, listen, Hyundai.
All we know
Nissan,
for sure.
Nissan, Toyota, who gives a shit?
The only thing we know for sure is that fucking Tom Cruise is the last of them.
if he's the last samurai, then I'm the last fucking nigger on earth, okay?
No, Tom Hanks, literally. Last nigger on
earth. No, I count too. Exactly. I count too.
Tom Hanks.
Then fine. I'm the last Southern Belle on earth in that case.
Are you
hot as
my name
exactly.
Is, my name is Pete. I'm the last Samoan.
All right, let's move on. So... any fans of Neo in the podcast?
Like the Matrix?
Looking at you, Julian.
Like Keanu
the
Reeves?
Black dude.
Oh, Neo.
The performer.
Oh, Neo, oh, not Neo. Neo.
Neo. Is that his name?
It's Neo.
Neo.
It's Neo?
Yes.
Neo. Like Mayo with an N?
N-E-Y-O.
Like Neo with an N.
All right. So
you said Neo, like he's dodging bullets.
I thought that's how it was pronounced. I
know Kung Fu.
Neo. It's pronounced Neo.
I don't listen to Hot 97 or BET.
What's the number we're thinking of?
Anyway.
69, dude.
Neo,
any
the
fans,
red pill.
Any fans here? She's
Jillian, raise her hand.
I like the song they did for that
he
Disney movie.
He,
what was his song?
I got my heart back. Yeah, so cold.
Oh,
so cold,
I know that song.
So cold. Yeah, I remember it.
All right, so here's the thing. There's a woman who is afflicted by him and his music so badly. and she had a part of her brain removed to cure the seizures.
She just needed an exorcism.
Whoa, okay. She got lobotomized for what?
Her name is Zoe Finessi. Might have fucked that up.
That's a wait. Honey. You're the best thing I never knew. I need it. Yeah, that's Neo, too.
I don't know. Let's keep it going.
The Princess and the Frog soundtrack. That was Neo.
Let's keep it moving. She suffers.
So Zoe Finesse.
We haven't gotten to the core of the story, where she suffers from a rare condition called musicogenic epilepsy.
Oh. Thank you, honey.
She should turn this off right now.
Everyone.
Zoe runs!
Cuddles, hold my hand.
She doesn't dislike Neo or Neo. But whenever she hears it, she freezes up and begins vomiting uncontrollably.
Hears this song, she's like,
and not just this song, anything by this guy.
This is one of his best songs.
She just hears Neo's voice. I'm not used to it.
She gets the vapor, starts waving.
Yeah. So in
the concert incident of 1999 was a disaster.
So this past June, she had brain surgery to attempt to ease the symptoms.
What fucking crazy doctor was like, this is the part of the brain that hates Neo?
Here's the thing.
I want to say I've gone 31 years without experiencing Neo at all. Without even trying.
Here's the thing, there is a science to it.
No.
It helped her as far as seizures in general went, but as far as Neo goes, she still reacts violently.
Can't she just, listen to Neo?
Shitty R&B-itis.
Well, here's the thing, so now whenever she goes to, a mall where they're playing just music.
Ooh, play Miss Independent next.
She has to have headphones in. She has to have her own headphones in to, not accidentally hear Neo. So she doesn't vomit all over.
I understand affliction. We were just shopping today and I heard Nick Jonas's Jealous song, and again, it got stuck in my head and I started vomiting in the car. I understand.
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
No, Nick Jonas. You have Taylor Swift-itis. That's your issue.
Yeah, you sing that.
I'm Nick Jonas.
She's delicious in every way.
So, ultimately.
Yeah, right? You're about to be her next song, honey. I will allow
it. She got cunty face.
She has comfy face?
Cunty face.
They said. Anyway.
See you next Tuesday.
So, ultimately, doctors removed the majority of Zoe's left temporal lobe, which relieved...
She doesn't speak too good.
Which relieved some of the epilepsy symptoms, but ultimately did not relieve the Neo...
Don't listen to Nate.
She does her own thing, she's going to start vomiting and swallowing her tongue. And that's why I love her.
Man, there's a lot of Nate songs you don't know about.
I don't know a single one.
The references, apparently.
By the way, you could actually... Did she mistake... If you play Omarion, will she also vomit and have an epileptic seizure? Because they're the same guy. Omarion and they are
I don't know who Omarion is.
It's the same dude. I probably sang one of his songs just now thinking he was Neo.
Omarion. He's like Black Luigi's brother.
Basically, yeah, he's like Little Bow Wow's best friend or some shit like that.
All right, let's
It's a me, Omarion.
Yeah.
It's a me, Omarion.
All right. Black people, make that, please. You're getting called to the front lines for once.
I can't believe you played our wedding song like that.
Your fucking wedding song?
It was possible. Now it's out.
There's going to be women vomiting all over the place.
Didn't you just...
It's not like, Don't Stop Believing. It's not that hard to get away from Neo.
I've never heard that song.
Only time I hear him play it is occasionally, once every 6 months at my salon, and that's it.
Oh, it's Neo.
Let me ask you something off topic. What are the race of the women who work there?
African American or Hispanic?
Where?
My salon. African American.
It's either black women or Asian women.
Korean.
No, Hispanic. No, Asian women can't do black women's hair.
Is that a thing?
Listen, I would think it's two wildly different types.
Listen,
of
listen. I'm saying
because they can do your nails.
They can do our nails.
Nails are nails.
Black woman's hair. No, no. See, he thinks all the time. We can't get our nails done at a black woman's salon. That's a whole new permit and a lot of other bullshit. You just get your hair done. So it's a bunch of black women and maybe one or two Hispanic women, usually Dominican, who know how to do black women's hair.
A whole new permit? You have what? To go to, like, City Hall to get, like, now we're approved for black hair.
No, for nails. For hair and nails. Hair and nails are two different permits.
All right.
What's the next story?
Let's go on to this story.
He has a license.
Who remembers Andy Dick?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
He had a show. Is that a feminine weirdo?
Yeah. He actually had a funny show back then.
Daphne?
Aguilera?
Daphne Aguilera.
That was funny.
Yeah.
He had a funny MTV show back in the early aughts.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if it was like a hidden camera kind of thing. Or
it was what. He had a sketch show.
A sketch show.
And, I remember him doing like a sketch where he's looking for ghosts in a supermarket. And he screams at one point. He's like, ah! Like, what happened? Like a fucking can of beans landed on my big toe. Like,
no, me and my girlfriend at the time watched every fucking episode of that show because it was hysterical.
It was funny.
And then I went back and watched it a few years later.
Not so much.
Not as funny. But he definitely was a funny guy.
That was great with Quill Toe.
Of its time, that was great.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyone who thinks that any dick is funny is a twit.
Anyhow, apparently, this nigga is in trouble.
What did he do?
I heard this story.
He went up to somebody who had a nice chain, value of, alright, so apparently the story doesn't have the value. Alright, so he went up to some dude.
He saw a guy with a nice piece of jewelry.
It worth a couple thousand, let's just say that.
Was it?
That much? It was enough, yeah.
Okay.
And the dude recognized him as Andy Dick. Andy Dick said, "Can I see your chain?" He's like, sure.
This is a celebrity.
I'd be like, it's not just some asshole
on the street. He's like, yeah, you can see my chain. Andy Dick just bolts once he gets the chain.
I'm gonna buy
so much crack.
So the dude calls 911.
The guy from News Radio just stole my chain.
The guy ends up getting Andy Dick arrested. And now he's on $25,000 bail.
That's fat people fucking bail.
But that's also been fucking up a long time. Oh, here we go.
The dude's necklace is worth $1,000.
$1,000 bucks.
Hi, here you go.
Okay, houses. You were saying grands.
That's multiple.
Like this was a jewel encrusted Fabergé necklace.
The whole point of the story is
you'd have to give me change.
The whole point is this timid little. Is he gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
He's an effeminate weirdo.
No, he came out. He's gay.
I thought he was like asexual.
Like bisexual.
He'll fuck whatever moves.
Yeah, no. Asexual is you don't need anyone else to reproduce. He's
a bisexual.
Whatever. Multisexual.
So this queer-mosexual. I just want to say I'm okay with gay people.
Especially with that kung fu.
There's no worse way to make that sound. Like,
go back to the 90s.
Listen, this queer bo, I'm okay with all sexual.
We watched that kung fu movie where basically the kung fu master was a gay dude.
And that's what you say.
And you laughed the hardest when he got called a fag.
By his brother. It was coming from a place of love.
Or really anybody.
Anyway, I don't like that word.
I don't like that either.
That dude was the man, and he wouldn't have got whooped if he wasn't deathly ill. That was essentially all right. So regardless. Andy Dick
stole a necklace.
Yeah,
necklace, bracelet.
He was trying to ride dirty. Necklace.
Now wasn't there a thing where he rode away on a bike?
Now play the song.
Okay, that's appropriate in so many ways.
No, he drove off.
I heard he like fled on a bike.
I'm not seeing any of that information.
Okay. I might be getting stories crossed.
It may be new. But you know what? Like, resurge your career, dude. Do something. What has he done? You haven't done shit.
What has he done in recent years?
Nothing.
I haven't seen him since, like, old school.
That's why he's stealing people's necklaces.
The blowjob instructor from old school.
Right. Way to give it 110%, Carol. Carol, whatever.
He's an effeminate weirdo.
Like, do something, because I actually liked your earlier work.
like in the army now? Like
he was a funny dude.
He was pretty funny on
Ben Stiller show.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew's podcast.
Yeah,
he was pretty funny. Yeah, he's pretty funny and pretty honest and open.
I've heard him on a variety of podcasts.
He was a funny dude. Like, stop stealing people's chains. Do something for real. Anyway, moving on.
Next story.
This one is a bit misleading, the title.
Like Andy Dick.
Exactly. Man explodes.
Let me see your necklace.
Wait. Man explodes.
That was good.
Man add explodes.
Man I don't do explodes while train surfing in Connecticut. Isn't that our boy Kaz?
Glow stick.
Well, that ruined my visual.
Isn't that Kaz's, like, neck of the woods?
Connecticut?
We were just in Connecticut, honey. Were we there at the time?
No.
So this dude was...
Brian, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Of course.
I see this look in your face where you're like half in and half out of the room.
I come and go as I please.
Okay.
So this dude accidentally... he's train surfing, and it's discovered by people later on that he accidentally electrified himself.
How?
It's said he
hit a brick and a star came out. It was...
Ow, I literally hit a brick just now. Ow, that hurt.
Wall.
That brick wall behind me really does hurt.
Well, I mean, he hit a mechanical arm called a pantograph.
Oh,
which electrifies the lines.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Oh, so he like electrified, blew up, not like he hit like a tunnel. No.
That's what I was thinking.
He didn't have like dynamite strapped to his chest.
I knew it.
No, I was thinking the same thing. The train went through a tunnel and he hit the wall and he just
blew up.
No. He hit something.
He was surfing.
He got zapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen video of someone getting zapped?
No, I haven't seen video of it. I've heard Marv
not like that.
Zapped in Sin City.
I seen Marv get zapped like that in Home Alone.
All right, so there's a I'm surprised that this dude is alive.
He's alive?
He's alive.
He survived.
He's in critical condition.
Didn't you say blow it up? Like,
that's why it's so...
It's like loosely blown up.
Like, I started the story as like...
Define blown up.
It was deceptive, the title.
Like, deceptive.
It doesn't say, like, he's missing limbs. It just says there's, like, a spark or something. The point is...
The old spark!
The point is, like, if you've ever seen video of someone getting electrocuted...
No. Except Mar from Home Alone 1.
He was a skeleton with an afro.
Which, because I've been... Let me tell you, like, I've been getting into some dark shit. Like,
you know.
And, seen a couple videos of people getting electrocuted to death... They
to
go
death,
Lou. Yes. If I was to hold a pole,
is that a snuff
it's
film?
Quick. It's really.
If
quick.
I was to hold a pole amongst people we knew, guess who's a serial killer now? Most people would vote for you.
You know what
in
the
this
thing
room,
is like?
Who's most likely to kill?
I like
Lou probably.
Listen, I like.
Was it a kid? He probably killed a kid.
I thought it was me. For
here's
seconds,
the
now
thing.
It was Lou.
If I was to kill it, it would be by gun because I'm a little too squeamish. Anyway,
strangulation.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Anyway.
I would like to. I would like to invent a new killing.
Honey,
like throw mad bad odors into a room until they just die.
No.
I could do that.
I don't know if that's
Brian,
viable on top of a train.
I'm a smelly dude.
Brian, sleep tight.
All right. Yeah.
I'm gonna strangle you and you're gonna fart. I'm gonna kill you and you're gonna kill me by your gas. That's
Brian,
how it's all gonna end.
Brian's gonna perish by Dutch oven.
Death
no,
by
no,
Dutch
no,
oven.
No, I'm gonna strangle him. He's gonna fart, and I'm gonna perish by Dutch oven.
Jillian's gonna be the second black woman this week to get slapped to shit without any consequences.
Oh, wow, damn!
Wow.
All right.
Let me just tell you guys about the electrocution
to the ground.
It is really quick, like 1 to 2 seconds. They go limp. And if for some reason they can't let go...
He's on top of a train. How does he not fall to his death?
Because it feels so great. He's
I guess he
on
landed
very
on
end.
Top of the train car and,
like, I'm on the
and
train.
Didn't fall off.
I get electrocuted. I jerk off. But now I'm here.
I'm coming.
They attached a video of a guy who just happens to grab it for a second and...
Was he fighting Indiana Jones?
1 second. 1 full second is enough to get... Just this fire.
Blown out of your shoes?
Literally, you could fucking cook a s'more from the fire burning from this guy's chest.
What, he hit one of those Doc Brown wires or something?
It was
like
a
he woke regular, up, he's in 1953.
Boof! A regular fucking electric train line.
His mom's trying to bang him.
Once.
Doc is in the Old West, but he's like, still alive.
When people get electrocuted to death,
yeah,
their bodies burn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a fucking campfire.
Yeah, worst barbecue ever.
This guy just went off like a firecracker then.
This exactly, and somehow, even though his organs are fucking cooking, literally, he managed to survive. Let me tell you something.
This guy now has the worst sense of, like, false security.
By the way, I really could go for some ribs right now. Can you order me some barbecue to be delivered?
I want barbecue now, too.
I will say, like, boneless spare ribs, because we were talking about Chinese people.
I want some Texas barbecue right now.
I can go for some brisket.
Yeah. Let's see some barbecue.
All right, so what's up next?
Let's see. This is a good one. This is... I read this story and I'm like, cats would love this story.
Sounds racist to me.
No, it's not racist. It's actually not. Do you believe in reincarnation?
No.
Because if you did, this would be you probably.
I just read the headline.
I want to hear it.
Horny porpoise just kept fucking until he died.
That's not Brian.
This was...
Whoa,
he did two pump jumps.
Time out. They didn't say
this porpoise can't satisfy that dolphin.
Right.
They didn't say that porpoise kept fucking the same other porpoise forever either. You know?
Wow.
Woo. Go on, gentlemen.
Woo.
Shit.
We're not going to come.
We had a Ric Flair moment.
Woo! Woo!
next week is couples therapy, not tonight. Oh! Why would we be playing Footsie's Underneath the Table for the past 10 minutes and Footsie's just stopped?
So
let me get right into the uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the story. A bloodied dead body of a porpoise was found.
Bloodied.
Yeah. And
huge smile on his face, just like eyes bleeding. Yeah. Like
I had snoo-snoo.
Exactly. Scientists examined the body and believed that the poor guy died expending all his energy and fucked himself to death. That's the legit quote.
Sucked off by an angel.
That's how I want to go.
Exactly. Like, what a pro.
I think I said this a couple podcasts ago, but I want to go by getting a blowjob and getting raptured.
Yeah, like at the moment of completion.
Is it weird that like I would go on a killing spree during the rapture?
But it's no, is it? Is
yes, because you wouldn't get raptured.
Lou,
wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't.
Let's break this down. I'm curious to examine. Hang on.
Who are you killing?
Anybody.
Who are you killing?
Here's the thing. Let's break this down.
No.
You're missing the point of the whole thing.
Stop. The rapture, everyone's dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're getting
God's chosen.
The good people are being brought up to heaven.
I thought all of mankind was
dying. No, that's not the rapture.
See, you have missed the point of this bogus story. And that's that.
P.S. I don't believe it's bogus.
I thought everyone would die, and then the chosen.
Not bogus.
Completely bogus.
I thought that the chosen.
Silly and bogus.
Wait, too much talk. I thought that during the rapture, everyone dies, and then the chosen move on to heaven.
No. According to Hollywood and The Leftovers and all those Left Behind books.
And Revelations.
If you're a good person and like you're going to go to heaven.
Truly good.
You get brought up to heaven. Everyone else is left behind.
And we get
so if you're running around,
days, bitches.
If you're running around, bucking shots off and killing people,
you're not getting raptured.
One of those raptured folks.
Well, let me tell you,
you're getting a jump start on the apocalypse.
If you're part,
and you're wasting ammunition.
If
you're part of the left behind crew, what does it matter?
Here's my two things.
Save your ammunition.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We all get the benefit.
Choke someone out. Save your ammunition and choke those.
Here's the thing. We're
out.
All going to benefit from. It's never gonna fucking happen.
Well, here's two things. Like,
never ever.
Two things.
Maybe never not in
happen.
Our lifetime.
It'll never happen. I've lived through five raptures.
Yeah.
We've all lived through a dozen raptures. Like, it's been predicted every year. Some preacher comes out in the desert. He's like, it's the rapture. It's happening now. He's come out to the desert. Yeah, yeah. And then it doesn't happen.
Pete, right. We talked about this. It man doesn't is happen. Flawed. It's not God. Moving along.
All right. Blah, blah, blah. The point is.
Wait, I just want to say two things. Yeah. One, if I was getting raptured after the blowjob, it'd be funny if the girl who blew me didn't get raptured.
Where are you going?
You're a dirty birdie.
He's floating up with his halo.
Well,
and
technically,
shit.
That would have to mean you were married to her.
No. It would just be funny we're if talking, she just didn't get raptured.
We're talking prudish right. God law.
Yes. You're not getting raptured.
And two, if I
you've
if,
denied
if I
God
was,
on multiple
you're
occasions.
You're a big drunk who likes.
Who's an, you, you've
and two, if I didn't get raptured. I would go out there with my shotgun and just start skeet shooting the rapturees. I'm like, choo-choo, poof, get back down. Ta-ta, bah,
I got nothing to lose.
That's my point. Like, I've got, like, a soundtrack queued up. Like, if I was driving and the rapture happened, look out.
Can I
look out what? For the dude blasting heavy
can
metal.
Can I tell you
what
why?
The song?
I've got a whole mix.
It's like Dimmu Borgir.
Exactly.
Can I tell you why I think Brian's story's funny? Because on certain occasions, I think, if the rapture happens right now, I'm not going up because of this motherfucker right here,
well,
right now.
Stop taking so much weight in these fairy tales.
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
Let's move on. All right, so this one's a fun one. It's not 100% if this is real. This is like a... They found it on Reddit. It could be real. It could be false. Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Always a good... speaking of Christians...
Yes, yeah.
Allegedly.
Nice born again. That's my church, born again.
Close nice, on Sundays.
Nice segue. Allegedly, this guy had a freak out and banned all slang talk in the establishment.
Or just
blacks. He's a manager. Is he a manager?
Just
he's
teenagers.
A manager.
I would
he's a manager of a Chick-fil-A, okay.
He is a manager. So let me go through the list.
Let's go through the list.
Some of it is obviously not our maybe it's not in the Northeast, it's down south or somewhere.
I could really go for some Chick-fil-A right now, actually, to be honest.
I just want a sandwich. I'm hungry. Like, I'm actually very hungry.
Being black, can you really go for Chick-fil-A?
Yes, it's chicken.
Yeah, but like, aren't they like super...
They're anti-gay.
Yeah, they're pro-Christian.
They're not
blacks are pro-Christian.
We're
Baptists.
You watch...
And Methodists.
You look at the pictures of like the protests. Yeah, you look at the pictures of the people pro-Chick-fil-A back... During the controversy, yeah. They're all black.
Really? Yeah. Blacks are super uber Methodist and Baptist Christians.
Bro. Aren't you next, though, on the list of people?
That's the Jews.
Racism aside, chicken.
Yeah, we're
delicious.
About like five people back.
Now, I can understand if it was, well, maybe not KFC, but what's the other one?
Popeyes?
Popeyes.
Church's chicken?
Kennedy's?
Popeyes chicken, I'd be like, all right, you hate the gays, but your mashed potatoes are delicious.
No, Lou, it always comes down to chicken.
The gravy is so
it tiny. Comes down to chicken.
All right. Read the list. Let's read the list. Let's right, go
so
through.
So this first one, I don't even know. It's okay. Bay.
What is that?
What did you say, nigga? Baby
bay. All right. Bay's like,
oh,
bay's like
a
boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, bay.
Bay.
That's my bay.
Oh, like baby?
Yeah, that's my
bae. It's like short for like the person you like.
Going out of limb, is that a Beyonce song or some shit?
No, it's just like a word. It's the internet.
That's stupid. Anyway, who cares?
So on the top of the list, it says, if you scratch any of these out, you lose your employee meals. Eric.
So Eric's a dick.
In particular, this motherfucker is
Air
clearly.
Eric's like, hey, bae.
Yeah.
Bae.
Stop, bae. My bae, she brings me chicken.
Let me tell you something. Even though he's got a bae,
he bring me chicken.
He sounds a little bit like a fairy.
All right. Yeah, that's a he. That's what he said. She, but he's a he.
My bae showing up. He wants some mashed potatoes.
Baby. All right. So the next on the list is
bruh.
What's wrong with you, bruh?
Like Hawaiian bro.
Bruh. And
like Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Sup, bruh?
Bruh.
You got something to say, bruh?
This one's on, I don't know what this is, on fleek.
What is that? On fleek?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's beyond me and him. We're too old for
how
that.
How old am I?
I think that's like MTV talk. Let's move on.
On fleek?
On
next.
Fleek? You kids are morons!
Wait. If you're listening to this, you know what on fleek means? Please tweet us,
yes.
Email us. We don't
I
know.
I will give you
we're
some kind
old.
Of prize.
We'll send you a comic book, just tell us.
I will legit like make like fan art of your choosing.
On fleek?
Yes.
On fleek.
Fleet.
Fleek.
Is that like my posse and me?
I don't know.
On fleet, like on fleet or
is
something?
Is that slang for the butt?
All right. It could be.
In the butt. In the butt.
Initially. Everything I find nowadays just relates to butts.
Butt is pretty popular.
So that's right, got to be a butt.
Next thing. One. All right, next one.
Here's the next one.
Dead ass.
0 and 100. Every number, in parentheses, every number in between is acceptable.
Zero and 100?
Apparently, there's
one is cool, 99 is cool, and 100. Everything in between is cool, but okay. 0, 100 is not cool.
I haven't watched MTV in a while.
Here,
I watch it every time I'm sick, exactly. And I don't know why.
But why are those problem. Two numbers so important?
I don't know. Apparently, the young people... there's no in between. There's no
my,
gray.
My favorite.
Oh, is this like the thing I talked about where like there's no good, like there's no middling thing. There's exactly. only like this is the worst thing ever. This
you're
is
on,
the best thing
you're
ever.
On one side or you're on the other.
Is this either 0 or 100? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Here's the next one.
I'm old and angry and crotchety. Let's power through.
You're
this.
Curmudgeon.
I'm a curmudgeon.
The next one.
Another, I'm gonna get a shirt that says that.
Another number related one.
Okay.
300.
300.
Apparently, that particular number is said a lot at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, because kids love that movie still. 300. Yeah.
Yo, you see that Leonidas in the 300?
Exactly. Yo,
they're clearly
black. What's your occupation? Hoorah!
We be soldiers in this 300.
No, you're not your pussy. You sit in the backseat because your mom's afraid.
This next one is weird. I don't know what this is.
What's the next one?
Gah.
Guh? Spell it.
It's like bruh, but guh.
G-U?
That's just annoying.
G-U-H.
That's just annoying.
Guh.
I agree. Guh.
Okay, that sounds
annoying.
Like...
Guh is a noise that what happens to you when you hit by Batman on the 60s TV show.
Like, guh! Guh! No, you know what that sounds like to me? That, if I'm going to venture a guess, it's like our generation had meh.
Nah.
A sound of disapproving or disinterest.
No, the worst one we had was, sucks to be you.
You know,
well, I always had meh.
You know, I don't. Like,
sucks
I don't know.
To be you.
Meh.
It could be anything.
They have guh.
You know, one time we had this anyway. Like a relative visited from Florida, and she
said guh.
She didn't say guh. She said funna.
Funna.
It was like
kill her now. Here's off with her thing. Head.
I thought you were about to get down that Nayo shit right there.
No. It was years and years ago. It was probably a decade ago.
Fucking ego.
But it was instead of gonna, they said funna.
All right, we're not gonna get to the bottom of this.
I don't get it. We're
unless
not,
you're from
we're
Florida,
not,
you can explain
like,
that.
We're not gonna decipher these things. Let's just try and power through.
Is it like G, which is did you eat?
There's no G-eat? Way. We got to get people to like tell us what
what's
these
the
things
next
are.
Word? What's
let's,
the next?
Let's power through it.
Again, one more time. If you paintablackcomics@gmail.com
or Twitter.
Emails, give us any insight. I want
a clue.
At PIB Comics, I'm waiting. I'm
at
so,
PIB Comics,
I'm so low.
Lou does a tweet and
standing
he's
by.
Lonely.
Operators are standing by
shoot
right now.
Shoot him a tweet. Yeah. Tell us what "guh" means.
Yeah. Next right. one.
So chill. Parentheses. Unless we're talking about something that is chilled.
Ice pops.
Okay, well, we know chill.
Chill, baby, chill.
That's let's universal. See. Chill out.
Cuz.
Like cousin?
This goes for cousin
and because.
Say the jeez. Actual word.
Oh, pause.
What's up, cuz?
Pause. This guy hates black people. I all figured right. it out.
The next
I said
one,
that hours ago.
The next one is probably my absolute favorite in the list.
Okay.
Ebola.
he hates black people.
You don't want to say that in a food.
Here's the thing. In parentheses, stop accusing people of having Ebola.
That is no, I wish that. That is actually true. Stop
that makes
it.
Sense.
Stop it.
No, I hear that a lot. Stop that. That's stupid.
Stop it. Stop it.
Like somebody sneezes, like, ooh,
ew,
you have
Ebola. Stop just it. He's got a cold.
You're in a fucking restaurant
stop it.
And Ebola is the number all one right, word.
Get away from me, you yeah. sick bitch.
Yeah. I was surprised you say sick African bitch. I'm
that's
surprised
amazing.
You say that.
Okay, that's one...
the thing. Like, nowadays, you don't have to be African to get Ebola.
Yeah.
But no, let's move on.
Just next. Hanging out, you get Ebola.
Fool.
Fool.
Foo. All
right.
Stupid.
Foo.
Next.
That one's dumb.
Next. About a week ago. Unless we're talking about what happened a week ago.
Oh.
But there will be no singing or dancing to go along with that phrase.
I'm going to assume.
Quit that's shucking assault. And jiving, people.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know it.
That's got to be, if yeah. there's a dance, that's got to be a song.
Find that song and that dance.
Apparently, people are in Chick-fil-A going like.
Look up about a week ago.
Apparently, in Chick-fil-A, they're going like about a week ago. About a week and they're ago. Singing and about dancing.
And there's got to be a dance.
Like that it's goes the along fucking Apollo Theater.
Which Brian doesn't want to go to is what I discovered.
That is that like still a all thing?
Right, on a weird side note, I YouTube searched about a week ago, and the first thing that came up was Bobby Shmurda, hot nigga.
That's it. That's
got to be it.
All right, play it.
Yeah,
because I just did the same thing, and Bobby Shmurda popped
snippet.
Up.
A snippet.
I think we might hear some N-bombs in this. As well.
I don't right. care.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the young people.
There's a commercial for some nonsense yeah. before this.
We had skip.
All right, so let me just tell you, the next one is anything with parentheses or nah.
Nah.
Oh, nah, hell nah.
Y'all up done did it. Oh, nah, hell nah.
And the next one in the list is my second favorite, Felicia. Parentheses. There's nobody here named Felicia.
Who the fuck is Felicia?
Wait. What about Aisha?
No, I'm gonna look up Felicia.
I never I just, had.
Oh, yeah, here's the song.
Here we go.
Wait.
Can I try and
make the next motherfucker sooner, man? Turn it up.
The next one's kind of weak.
Turn my mic up.
Hold up. Is there a dance that goes with this? Like, as it goes, you gotta.
Is it the Dougie? Jello Beats, holla at me.
And chew me on some hot nigga. Oh, this is garbage. Like I told Tisha,
she when I shot. Dougie into this.
Like you see the world that he drops, nigga.
And we keep them out of the on my block,
nigga. And my take keep
it on them hidden top
niggas. This is music.
This is what Southern rap sounds like these days.
They're from New York.
I'm just gonna keep doing this same thing, nigga.
He said they're from New York.
Is it hot in the South though?
Alright, let's kill it.
This is garbage.
I'm not where's the wow. last week shit?
I do enjoy the guy's name though, Bobby Shmurda.
Holy shit.
That's hot garbage.
But is that related wow. to the last week shit?
It's a song called About a Week Ago or Hot Nigga. I don't know.
Or whatever. Right. Whatever.
Anyway, let's move. Let's power through these. That's the next one
is terrible.
That sounds like Hotlanta to me. To the 90s, faggots! that shit sounds straight up right. Hotlanta to me.
So let's go to the next one. I don't know what it is. You're not going to be able to decipher it.
Okay.
Boy/girl, bye. As in... goodbye.
Bye. Oh, be like, bisexual.
So long.
Girl. No, goodbye. Like, boy, bye.
Bye-bye.
Girl, bye. I don't get it. Let's move
like
on.
Like, a Vulcan? Like...
What the fuck are you saying to
all
us?
All right, listen.
Bye.
I can't take any more of
this. Bye-bye.
No, give us the whole headline again.
Wait. Ain't no lie. Bye-bye.
Here's the thing. Girl/boy... And then the word bye.
Yeah, either way.
So a girl or a boy left.
Apparently it's a slang thing. Let's move on.
Yeah, bisexual.
Probably another bad song.
That's why I tried to preface it with like we're not gonna figure it out.
That's another
fucking next word.
Music sucks nowadays. You fucking kids suck.
Fun game. Fun game. Old people try
to music. What are there?
Music was bad when I was
like,
a kid.
There's like 10 more.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
Curmudgeon.
Just
let's keep
both of you guys.
We're back in my day.
Come on, you old fucks. Salty.
I know what that means.
I've been called
next,
that.
Right. Ratchet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what that means
next.
Too.
I know
this
ratchet.
This one's not even slang. Childish.
Child please.
Like Child please.
Next is turn up.
Turn down for what? Turn up for what?
Next is barely. Parentheses.
Barely.
Say it without the weird voice.
What is that?
Barely.
Mean? I don't
know. Barely. All right, next.
Wait, pause. This guy totally hates black people
these
and
are all
young
just,
kids.
These are all from shitty songs, right. No? These have know. To be from
no,
shitty
no,
songs.
No, it's not
this next
songs,
one.
It's kids.
These are all from shitty songs.
The next
that's
one,
my bet. I'm putting money on
the next one here is,
I'll look this up.
Is my third favorite from the list. I'm legally blind, parentheses, no you are not.
That's probably from a Vine.
But, like...
It's fun that
just
mine.
Imagine, like, kids just saying that all
I'm
during
legally
a work
blind.
Day.
Legally
kids
blind. No,
today
not.
Are dumber than ever.
All right, next.
All right, so these last two are stupid, and I don't get it. P.O.P. Hold It Dine.
Definitely from a shitty song.
Next one is Fam.
family.
And
that's my fam right there.
The note, the memo or whatever it is, ends with, "You are a professional, so speak professionally."
Once he doesn't again. Want that, because that sounds like the ending to his entire memo by not using those words.
But once again, if we have any listeners under the age of, I don't know, 28, 27, yeah. Tell us what these fucking words mean. I feel so old right now.
I'm going to text my little sister right now. She's 10 years younger than me. We will solve this.
I want to point something out.
All right, so we took a little break.
We took a little break mid-sentence, so I don't remember what I was talking about.
He lost his place. He's a little too fucked up.
Brian had to pee. I mean, Lou had to pee. Brian was taking his phone.
I wasn't smoking either.
We're drunk. Shut up!
All right, so that's it for my news. Let's move on to stupid
Let's people. Do some stupid people.
Sorry.
Brian, get it together. Brian looks so out of it right now.
Stupid people.
That last story killed me, man. Like, it was just like, it would not end. Like,
that was about 4 minutes saying, of your
like,
day.
No, it was like 40 minutes of the show.
You guys were just kept like, oh, I know that word.
Lou.
He's fucking hammered.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm drunk, but like,
half the show he's been like looking at the floor.
You know what? I'm a little fucked up too, though. Yeah, I am too. We went into this like,
I'm in fact not looking forward to doing stupid people. Because I'm going to do a lot of misspeaking.
Oddly enough, I am so focused.
Welcome to Paint Black Podcast.
Is this a first for you where you're the most...
You're the sober one?
I'm getting a bad rap for being totally fucked up, but I think I'm pretty good. Like,
Because
you're being quiet.
I'm fucked up when... That's like my normal, so I'm pretty okay right now.
So it's the first fucking guy.
All right, so when I compiled these stupid people stories, I noticed a theme this week, and that said everyone was in a car.
Okay.
Vehicular
stupidity.
Vehicular stupidity. So you'll notice these stories vroom. All have...
Yes!
Vroom!
Vroom!
Yes!
Vroom! All have a theme. These are people in cars doing stupid things. Okay. For example, this man from Fairfield, Connecticut... He is a 69-year-old man. You know, when you're...
69!
69, dude!
69.
When sorry, you're, I did it first.
When you're driving drunk, the number one rule is, like, stay inconspicuous.
Stay in your lane. Obey the lights.
Focus.
Stay in your lane is definitely the number one
Don't rule. Swerve. It's now it's hard to
don't
stay.
Don't go too slow and don't go too fast.
I actually like to scream at the top of my lungs, Frank Sinatra's "That's Life" while making myself a martini.
Run high in April, shout down in May. Okay, but in order to keep that rule, make sure you have more than two tires in your car.
Holy shit!
Because this dude was peeling out,
like screaming,
driving around. Yes, actually. Missing two tires on his wheels, shooting sparks out of the back of his car.
Pew, 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 pew.
And he couldn't understand why he got pulled over.
I'm sorry, no, I think you're profiling me. Why?
Do you know? I'm saying it was American.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No.
Because.
I'm sorry, I thought
it was
America.
You know why I pulled you over, sir? Because Obama? Yeah, that's why.
Oh, I had a story like that, but I pulled it. There's a guy who ran over a black dude and claimed it was because of Obama, but I shut that one down.
Man, you know,
Obamacare.
If I get pulled over, I'm definitely on that one. Just like
you're
fuck, man. I knew Obamacare was a bad idea.
All right,
well, that's pretty much that whole story.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, what more do you need? The guy's stupid. He drove down the street on two rims.
I know.
Next.
Here's a story me and Lou discussed earlier in New Jersey. A man was driving under the influence and seriously struck a pedestrian and kept going. Classic hit and run. The problem was...
I am J-drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
You know how they caught him?
Moving at his dick?
Yes.
The pedestrian was still halfway through the windshield.
Like legs out the window?
Yes. They found the car that had legs sticking out of them.
Excuse me, sir. You have a pedestrian in your windshield.
Right.
Really?
Okay, that's that whole story.
We're just plowing through.
We're plowing through them. All right, here's another one. Two girls in Germany.
19- One cup.
Oh.
Zing.
That would actually make sense. Ow! Yeah. 19 and 21-year-old girls.
Are they hot?
There's no photo. We're taken to the hospital. Wiggle. German city of Mohansee. With first and second degree burns after blowing themselves up.
I want to ask my...
What did they blow?
I'm sorry, which one should I allow to speak?
I want to ask my German expert, Lou, in what was the town's name?
I don't
know. Mohansee.
Do they have silly Nazi castles in that town?
They're silly with them.
Of course they do. There are Nazi castles all over the Vaterland.
Is it Christmas? Yeah. Is it still in German?
We will destroy you as soon as the new Führer sees all the episodes of The Friends.
You get the Liz Barrett.
Are the bon ami?
He has just started season one.
Has a way to go.
He does not understand why Ross does not destroy the weaker friends.
He also does not understand. He
doesn't understand why Ross won't take Rachel.
He doesn't understand the will.
And like Sandler is had put to a quick and swift death.
He doesn't understand the Wilhelm and Grace either.
What kind of camp are you going to?
Let me tell you.
It's sort of thinking camp. We call it concentration camp.
No,
let me tell you.
Who in the hell would allow Phoebe to be part of this group?
I don't think anyone understands Will and Grace.
Like, that's friends.
Wilhelm
that's
and clearly Grace.
Friends, right?
Like, yo, like she has a new like cop drama.
She's a judge.
It is ooh. A piece of shit.
The chick, Deborah Messing.
No, she has another show.
Wait, time out. We're talking about Friends, right? Like,
I brought Will and Grace.
She has another show where she's a detective, and it's a piece of shit.
Okay,
it's like Will and Grace plus detective
plus Dookie.
It's
Will and Grace have a detective license.
She didn't learn to act in those years.
All right.
Let's get back to the story. Just because they're German doesn't mean they're Nazis. But they are dumb.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah.
So there were two girls.
Heads, you're Nazi. Tails, you're Nazi.
Right.
So there's a 21 and a 19-year-old girl in a car who were trying to, quote, refresh themselves. Meaning spraying a lot of deodorant on themselves. I'm guessing they either smoked weed or got banged.
Or both.
Then one of them lit a cigarette, and the car
blew up. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Was it good for you? Boom. Yes. The answer was yes, it was.
The explosion was so big, it shattered all the windows and blew out the doors and trunk of the brand new car.
Brand new car. It's obviously
it was a Mercedes. A Mercedes.
That.
BMW. Mercedes
BMW. Awesome.
How much did they spray?
That's a full can.
Wait, Lou. Das Auto?
Right when she was like sprayed the whole can out, she looked at her friend right before she's about to light a cigarette. She's like, you ever want to be the first one to die this way? Boom!
Maybe she squeaked one out of her ass cheek. Like,
wow!
That was like a little too much gas. Like,
exactly. Oh, you introduced a little methane.
All
into
you
that.
Needed was methane, and the car went up like fucking.
Did how high did the car fucking July. Fly up?
It doesn't specify. There is a flaming photo of a car, but it's.
I don't think it's the same car.
Yeah. No. All right, let's do the next. Let's just plow through this. A guy with in Milwaukee was driving his tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. You know,
As you do.
Like you do.
Milwaukee.
And he strangely ended up, this is the epitome of dumb, like he ended up in the middle of a park, driving over a park bridge where there are no roads because his
we don't need roads.
1988. His GPS told him to go that way and he blindly followed.
Make a right in 500 feet. Now, make this right. Right off the bridge.
The guy is driving through a park with a 53-foot trailer through a park.
53 feet of trailer? Holy shit.
Yep.
Was it a Mack truck? Like a semi? That's a fucking long
truck. Say it, but I assume that's a semi.
For some reason, I thought you meant tractor? No, this is like a fucking big ass.
I drove. I just drove an RV to Boston, and like it was about 28 feet, and it was like a bus, dude. It was fucking so big, like 50 something feet. It's crazy talk.
I drove a small truck. It was like a moving truck,
like one of those cars that, you know, a bunch of like clowns get out of.
No. You get it from whatever moving company.
Mostly U-Haul.
Like, and U-Haul? I drove it into a building. And I was like, oh shit, let's bounce. And we went scot-free.
Really?
Yeah.
A hit and run.
The CVS. I had an in.
The V must have. The V must have.
We've already established.
Let's get
your relationship with CVS.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
You should have ran in CVS and like just stole some candy and ran out.
Oh, that was a regular. That was a regular occurrence.
What's up next?
All right, let's finish these off. We got two more. There was a teenager who was about to take his road test in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Problem was, he drove to it.
So.
He didn't have his license.
Wait, Lou. If you have a licensed driver with you, you can drive to road test. Was there a licensed driver with him when he drove there?
No. Jillian, what do you think?
No.
No, he didn't. He drove to the road test without a license, at which point he was questioned, and he led the police on a car chase.
Okay, there we go.
So
now them Duke boys.
You're not saying them if Duke he boys passed again. A test or not.
I'll just read this last little passage. The chase ended when the suspect crashed into a home. The vehicle broke through the wall of the house, which caused about $20,000 in damages. That's pretty much sums up.
Did he flip the car when he went through the house?
I hope so.
And again, did it work? And I hope it was like them Duke boys are up to it again.
All right, exactly. And the next story?
Final story. Mm-hmm. I know you're anxious to get done here.
No, I'm just trying to move it on.
Yeah.
Police training exercise goes wrong in Columbus, again? Ohio.
You hit the white guy.
This is a... It's every week some shit happens. At the
now here...
You have to hit the ethnic guy. Right.
This is...
Hit Blackie.
This one is a...
Jill didn't like that one.
Rube Goldberg.
What do you think we got the black dummies for? To beat them up. Jesus.
This is the ultimate Rube Goldberg machine of car accidents. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. But... So they were doing this thing about like riot training when three police cars crashed into each other, releasing tear gas canisters that floated through the wind to the next door elementary school.
Love it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Irritating the throats and eyes of children and a pregnant asthmatic teacher.
Nice. Please play that song. Someone has that, right?
What is that song called?
No one knows.
Other than like Ren and Stimpy song.
Or Acme Incorporated. I don't know.
The exact song. I just don't know.
Dun, dun, dun,
if you want this, dun, dun. Like leading up to our next thing, like.
Dun, go dun, for
dun,
it.
Dun, 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 dun. Turn that on. That's not the song. That's not the song.
All I got is the Cosby.
You know the one.
Yes.
That song.
You guys
Incorporated
are not that good at that.
Okay, here's our argument. Future shows. Here's what I'm thinking. We've made some revisions to this show. We stopped doing the movies.
Popular demand, and by popular demand, I mean me.
I think we're going to stop doing stupid people. I think we should roll it all together into the news, and then we'll focus the rest of the time on more fun stuff.
Well, you know what?
Why separate the news?
The thing is...
I agree. I second it.
The theme for stupid people is just too fun.
We'll play it.
Yeah.
Play it for the news. Okay. Just don't. Let's not separate the news and the news segments.
It's the same thing.
It's just.
Again, email us, tweet us, fucking do something. Tell us something.
What you think. Please. We need feedback.
But yeah, like, let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
So what's right. next?
Then I'll focus the rest of my time instead of finding these stories into something more fun.
Oh, wait, so do we have Masterpiece Theater tonight?
No, we don't.
Kenny's not here.
Ken and Kat stayed.
Well, we have Lou's Masterpiece Theater.
All right, so let's move on to the next thing. Here we go. Do you recognize it?
Let's
introduce Cosby it. Show.
Zoom in the
back. It's the end of the Cosby Show.
Let me explain what's happening right here. Lou found a meme. Cosby. Bill Cosby went to the internet with a photo of himself, apparently, and said, "Make me a meme." You guys know what a meme is?
Make me relevant again.
Exactly.
So he asked for a meme. Unfortunately, Bill Cosby forgot that the internet has not forgotten rape charges.
Oh, jazz hands.
How about I still put a pop up your vagina unconsensually?
So, hey, Lou,
who remembers Jello?
So, Lou, would you be so kind as to read some of your favorite Cosby rape memes?
All right, so this is just legit. Just going on Google. Find them, whichever ones I think are great, and then read them. And Cosby is kind of like a voice where everyone thinks they can do it.
Nobody can.
Not everyone can do it.
No.
Can you do a Cosby?
I can.
No.
Brian?
Give me something to say. You? I'll try.
Jello pudding pop.
Now, here is the thing.
Give the kid a nice Jello pudding pop.
Well, everyone stop talking. Let me get in the character here. It's like, Jello pudding pop.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Nah.
That's not terrible.
I don't like it.
It is acceptable.
I don't like mine either.
Barely passing.
Jillian, let's hear yours.
I don't have one.
Try it.
No.
Please.
No! Give the kid a nice Jello pudding pop. Oh, Theo, you're grounded. Oh, that's
Theo,
it.
What the fuck was that?
You're the black person here. Like,
I'm a girl. I can't do Bill Cosby.
What was the dog?
He did that. He did do that. Theo,
yeah, but you sound like DMX doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, fine. Next time you want DMX thing, I will be fair.
I can do DMX a little bit.
Lou, let's hear a little bit of yours.
All right, so this one is Cosby doing his Cosby face where, you know, the mouth is all crinkly and he's staring up like
he's having a stroke,
like,
or something?
Yes. And he's like, remember when I ate cake? Let's remember the cake times instead of the rape stuff.
I heard a little kike in there, too. What was that about, Bill?
He hates his agent.
Here's another one.
Ow.
Let's keep going because these are just priceless.
All right. This is your segment, dude.
I know.
This all lives and dies.
So you guys know that just the sweaters, they're infamous.
Oh, yeah. They're very expensive, too, by the way.
Here's this swirly sweater.
I know the one. I'm looking at it.
Can you, since some of us can do a good Bill Cosby, can you do like David Lee Roth?
Yeah.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Got nobody.
No, really, I'm sad and lonely.
He's like,
I think we could actually get Dave Lee Roth on the show.
Call him up.
Probably for like $100.
Probably for nothing. Like, just be like, hey, David, what are you doing tonight? I'm on your show, booty bop. Like,
I think.
I got nowhere to be.
I think for like $50, we probably get.
Right now. Like, at
Chris,
all.
It's a
Chris Kattan doing.
No, he's a bigger get than David Lee Roth.
Is he?
Like, that's like one of the rare cases where the guy doing the impression is bigger than the guy that the impression is being done for.
Like,
yeah, it's not 1988. No one knows who David Lee Roth is.
Name something that Chris Kattan has done.
Night at the Roxbury.
That's not a good thing.
Corky Romano.
Night at the Roxbury.
Monkey Bones.
Everyone said Night at the Roxbury. What a piece of shit.
Oh, it's bad. written by Colin Quinn.
Let me tell you something. I think people like fucking David Lee Roth more than like.
No one likes David Lee Roth.
No,
his whole band doesn't like him.
Gone.
Let's keep it going.
All right, you got more Cosby.
So here is
this
Cosby.
Is a train wreck of a thing. Let's keep going.
He's like, stare directly at the sweater. You are getting very sleepy.
That's not bad.
My Cosby's not great, but
you know. That was good. I liked it.
All right, here's him doing the Cosby face. He's like, my two favorite things, Jello pudding and rape. Everyone who knows like things like Cosby has been leveled with 14 allegations of rape.
Gotta be true.
I found one here. So you're telling me a zip zop zoop is alien for rape me in the butt?
Alien rape you in the butt?
Gotta love it. Zip zop zoop.
Here's one of Cosby jamming to some tunes. He's got headphones on. It says, "Now I can't hear you say no."
Did he really have that many rape allegations? 14? That's a lot.
I think it was like...
At least once a year.
Yeah.
I know. Pete looked at me. I was like, it's true.
I was like, black person?
Well, you know what?
It's true.
You're right. You looked at the black person like...
I didn't mean it that way.
But yeah, it's
can
true.
Can you confirm these allegations?
Holla, 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 holla.
This isn't even a Michael Jackson. I can neither confirm nor deny. This is a yes, that happened.
I found another one.
Yeah.
Remember when I raped that girl? Neither does she. Blah.
Yeah, the Rufinol was involved. Rufinol was involved.
Let's see.
These are bad. This is a bad segment, Liz.
Is it?
What did you bring to this show?
Rape allegations.
I love rape allegations.
Hashtag Cosby meme, by the way. Let's see. Brought this on himself.
I got one of him wearing a stupid ass sweater. Zip-a-bop. Being like, zip-flop, zip-a-bop. 14 allegations.
It actually says zip bop a baum with.
Well, whatever.
I'm looking.
Suck
all right,
dick.
I'm down to call this a night.
Do you actually know that there's the sexual act that's called the Cosby sweater?
What is the Cosby sweater?
It's when you eat a whole bunch of like fruity pebbles. And
I don't like where this is going. I don't like where this is going.
Throw up on the bitch's chest.
Stop it now. He told me that was a four. Stop it now.
I will say,
awful.
Fruity pebbles are delicious.
They're pretty
so dumb. I'm at least one half down with this.
Lou is appreciating a sugar cereal? No.
Let me tell you, it's pretty delicious.
He says that he doesn't like the cereal too much. That's why he's cool throwing it up.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call it a night.
All right. So
we've done a bunch.
Well, I will say this.
You got one more?
There's one of Cosby just looking right at you, being like, you're going to get raped.
Woo! I see another one of Bill Cosby looking right at you that says, "Define drugged."
Zip, zap, zoom in the box.
If you can see Lou dancing,
sugar driving well.
That's right.
All right, keep the song on. Keep the song on. That's good. So, like we've mentioned 1,000 times throughout this episode,
email us.
Hey. Email us. PandaBlackComics@gmail.com or like us on Facebook or Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Fucking
follow us. And CEO, you make sure you don't tell nobody what happened here.
Lou does all the Twitter.
This is our little secret.
Lou does all the Twitter and personally at PIB Comics.
That's right.
By the way, we do make comics, so. We're going to sell those coming up, right?
Yeah.
We have a website. I forgot what it was.
No, I forgot. I had talked to Jay, but yeah, we got a website. Check it out. Yeah. <That's>...
If you want comics, you decipher the riddle.
Facebook
you
page.
Find it.
Go through the Facebook page.
Fight the Minotaur.
There's stuff. There's stuff on the Facebook page, or go to the Seventh Fear Facebook page, which is our latest book, and our buddy Will rape you like Cosby for the price.
Do me a favor. If you do go to his page, poke him. Or whatever that shit is.
Yeah. He's desperate for attention.
Please poke him.
What are we missing? Anything. So that's all that. So.
The Jello. Bibbidi-bop-bida.
This is like Diamond Bill Cosby.
I just hear David Lee Roth when I hear Bill Cosby. Like, you do the Bill Cosby, you're like,
and
I'm like, that's David Lee Roth right there.
A little bit of Tasmanian devil.
On that note, for myself, Pete, and Brian, and Lou, and Jillian, close the door behind you.